USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The crisis at the southern border continues as lawmakers are trying to pass a supplemental spending bill that will put more funding into the border as well as give aid to Ukraine and Israel. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham joins ABC's This Week and says he's concerned that the war in Israel could lead to a terror attack on U.S. soil.
The threat levels that are all-time high, October the 7th, put gasoline on a fire, and we need to get our border secure and up our game.
Parts of the central United States are having a white Christmas. Forecasters say a storm that started building on Saturday will deliver winter weather to about a half dozen states over the next few days. Snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches are expected from western New Mexico to the higher elevations of central Utah and Nebraska and the Dakotas into northwestern Minnesota. You better take care of your heart between now and New Year's.
The period known as the most wonderful time of the year coincides with the highest incidence of heart attacks compared to any other time. Studies indicate a 37% surge in heart attacks on Christmas Eve, with a higher mortality rate attributed to heart attacks during the final week of December. Medical professionals attribute these trends to factors such as cold weather, heightened stress levels, and the tendency to overindulge in rich food and alcohol. I'm John Schaefer.
Pope Francis is sharing a prayer for peace on Christmas Eve.
Siamo vicini ai nostri fratelli e sorelle che soffrono per la guerra. Pensiamo alla Palestina, Israele.
The Pope telling thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square he is praying for our brothers and sisters who are suffering from war, directly referring to victims of the Israel-Hamas war and the war in Ukraine. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The war between Israel and Hamas has led to a rise in anti-Semitism across the United States. The U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco joins ABC's This Week and says the United States is facing what she calls a very challenging threat environment.
We have seen a significant uptick in threats of violence and violence, particularly directed at the Jewish community.
President Biden is heading out of town to ring in the new year to a much warmer place than Washington, D.C., where he won't have to deal with his sinking poll numbers. USA News' Laura Winters says Biden's approval rating in the latest New York Times-Siena poll is at just 39%.
President Biden leaving his troubles behind and heading to St. Croix Wednesday to spend New Year's with wife Jill in the Caribbean. The trip, as thousands and thousands of illegal aliens continue to flood our southern border, with people on the terrorist watch list caught trying to come into our country. Then there's the war in Ukraine, the war in Gaza, and Biden's sinking poll numbers. Biden will start 2024 with a lower approval rating than any of his seven predecessors at this point in their first term.
With no winner in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, the drawing on Christmas night will be for an estimated $640 million. Good luck if you're a lottery player. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.